Next item is American Shad.
Request for public hearing for next month on the bycatch allowance of American Shad. It has been in place since 2006. I think the simplest things are to let you know that you have a report from the 2009 bycatch fishery. It was a very small fishery, under 300 fish. It's been small all 5 years, which is not what was expected by some who thought it might be larger. The other thing, just to alert you to, and we'll also have information next month, Amendment 3 to the plan was debated by ASMFC in November, and they got all tied up, gridlocked, because the monitoring requirements are so extensive that they're trying to put forward. And if you remember the river herring situation, where a moratorium is facing us by 2012, unless we show sustainable, the fisheries are sustainable, that's also part of with American Shad, with Amendment 3. The management board will meet, I think, the 3rd or the 4th, I'm not sure which one, of February, of ASMFC, so we'll know, since it's scheduled to finalize the provisions of that amendment, where things stand with our bycatch fishery, because there's a possibility that, even that could be something that's in jeopardy because of the way the amendment is.
Get all the gear out of the water.
I looked real briefly at VIMS has been recording bycatch where we haven't, say in pound net fisheries, and had last year, I think, traced 4 or 5 pound nets in different areas. Hundreds of shad is bycatch. Well, the expectation is the ASMFC would like all the bycatch enumerated. And, that's only 4 stands, I believe, 4 pound nets, and there are other gear as well. So it's very prohibitive. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions, Rob? Thank you. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Schick?
Move to move this to public hearing and staff recommendation.
Second to the motion? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.